It could be argued that Jesus left one of the largest, most successful, and enduring organizations behind. He started with 12, but the numbers grew into thousands and millions and continue to multiply to this day. So what tradition did Jesus leave for this movement that he started? How would his disciples be known? He didn't give us a logo. We don't have a handshake. There aren't any colors or brands or mantras. That isn't to say we don't have plenty of identifying images. Church history has given us symbols such as the cross or the ichthus, which is the fish, as well as many traditions too numerous to list. But if you peel away all the stuff that religion and culture have added, what did Jesus say or leave behind to pull us all together? What should being disciples of Jesus look like? How would we as his followers be known? What distinguishing mark would set us all apart? And what does it mean to be marked? You mark your luggage to make sure no one else takes it. You mark your car with a license plate to prove that it is registered and belongs to you. You mark your school assignment with your name so you get proper credit when it is graded. Some people choose to be marked with a tattoo. I don't have any tattoos, but 45 million Americans are marked with at least one. And the vast majority, 83%, have no regrets. I remember the first tattoo I ever saw. I was in second grade in my safe little Christian school. Miss Hart gave me permission to go to the restroom, which was really nice because I couldn't wait. The boys' room was straight across the hall next to the school entrance. I still remember the cinder block walls, beige tile floors, and brown metal toilet partitions. It smelled like a restroom, and there was a frosted window at the far end, which was usually slanted open, probably to freshen the air. Yet it only seemed to circulate the odor. When I walked in, I saw adult feet in the first stall, probably the principal. Wait, doesn't he have his own bathroom? Must be the janitor. No problem, I just had to wee-wee, so I walked over to the way-too-tall-for-second-graders urinal and did my business. I flushed, and as I was putting everything back in its place and zipping up, the feet walked out of the stall toward the door. At that moment, I looked up from my pants while still fastening my belt. At the same time, the feet turned around, and our eyes locked. I froze. There stood a large, sweaty guy with long hair, scraggly face, dirt-covered arms, filthy clothes, and massive biceps. And on his right arm, the one closest to me, was a tattoo of a skull. If there'd been anything left, I would have wet my pants. I was terrified. Our school was adding on some classrooms at the time, and this guy was on the construction crew. I'm pretty sure these were before the days of background checks and security perimeters, because here I was, frozen in my tracks, looking at Mr. Skull Tattoo Dude, who was standing between me and the safety of my second grade teacher. We stood there staring at each other for what was probably only a second or two, but felt to me more like 5 minutes. Then he gave me the biggest, warmest smile ever, held up two fingers shaped in a V, said, "Peace, man," and walked out. I evidently thought any gesture containing fingers was a sin, because I remember running back and telling my teacher, "Miss Hart, a guy with a skull tattoo in the bathroom just gave me the fingers." She didn't seem alarmed. In hindsight, it seems like she should have been a little concerned that there was a man with a skull tattoo in the boys' bathroom. But it was a non-event to her. For me, though, it would forever be etched in my memory. I remember the first time I saw a girl marked with a tattoo. It was at church. At the exact time I was standing behind her, attempting to sing and focus on God, she leaned forward to get something off the floor. I looked down and saw a tattoo design smiling at me as her shirt pulled up slightly to reveal the small of her back. As I recall, it was much prettier than the skull tattoo. One of my closest friends is marked with a tattoo. He spent a couple years thinking about getting one, looking at designs, talking to friends, interviewing artists, asking his wife, and then he finally made the leap. During his two-year research phase, I offered to pay for his tattoo. I said, "Let me pick the image and the location on your body, and I will pay 100% of the cost." I told him he wouldn't be able to see it until it was done. For some reason, he didn't think that was a good idea. I could have saved him a bunch of money. Tattoos are permanent. They are symbols. They often make statements. I know some are spontaneously chosen during an inebriated state of mind, like the girl who had her boyfriend's name tattooed across her face on the day they first met. But most people spend a great deal of time thinking about the mark they will put on their body. It represents something very important to them. Another type of mark is a scar. A scar might not be chosen, but every scar has a story. I have several on my...